You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. As your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to wrap up this sermon here today. You have tuned your dials into WGOD. This is the place where God is always broadcasting. He always has something to say when you tune into His frequency. I just have one quick minute or a minute and a half for an update. This is the last part of this sermon now. I just preached last week. It's out of Matthew chapter 2. We're looking at, a couple things. We're looking at the Magi. We're looking at what the Bible calls the wise men from the East. And we're looking at how they knew to be looking for the star. There's a reason for it. The reason is because they were disciples of Daniel. This is what we're in this sermon here. We're also looking at this wicked despot, Herod, known as Herod the Great. Huh? Well, that's what we're looking at here today. This is the last part of this message. This Sunday we'll be in chapter 3 and looking again at none other than John the Baptist will be on the scene this Sunday, 10:30, here tonight, Wednesday night. We are in the book of Daniel, chapter 6, looking at Daniel and the lion's den. We'd love to see you. I invite you out to Island Community Church tonight from 6 to 7 o'clock. Going to roll out the blackboard and get verse by verse into this study here in the book of Daniel. What gave Daniel the strength to walk into the lion's den like he did? And the question is, could you and I do it? As the Lord Jesus said, he who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life will keep it unto life eternal. I'm not there yet. How about you? Here's the last part of this message.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness. Those that love abortion. Those that you read about in the news and see on television that love and push abortion. Do not be deceived. There's a spiritual battle going on, and sometimes people will reveal all too easily where they stand and what side of the fence they're on. If you love abortion, you're on the enemy's side. If you approve of abortion, you're on the enemy's side. If you are opposed to the ways of God, you're on the enemy's side. If you are pro-evolution, you're on the enemy's side. How's that? Well, my Bible says in the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. You're either for him or against him. If you're against him, then you're on the enemy's side. It's that simple. Pro-homosexual marriage. You're either for God or against God. You're either pro-Sodom or against Sodom. Would you put a bumper sticker on your car that said, "My child is an honor student at Sodom Elementary"? Would you do that? Or would you take him out and bring him somewhere else? You don't want tares teaching your children. And on God's side, I only put one thing. It's Matthew 5:6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. That's all you need on that side of the column. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. Life is a spiritual battle going on. Herod, you see where he stands. These are just some of the MOs to help you identify where people stand. Because there's a common denominator. These Satan and these demons, there's a common denominator that describes them. And you'll see it in their actions. And those are some of them. Those that just for no reason hate Jews. Satan has a common denominator. His MO is hating Jews. It's easy to understand that. Okay, let me move on here. Verse 19. Now, when Herod was dead, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph. Here we go again, another dream. You know, sometimes when it's unclear what you should do, God will appear to you in dreams because he's sovereign. He'll do whatever it takes to ensure you know what to do. Sometimes it's a dream. They didn't have the New Testament like we do. It's much easier for you today, though I do wish God would speak to me audibly. I wish I had my own human and thuman to strap on. God, should I take I-95 today or A1A to get to work?
Take A1A, my son.
I wish it was that easy, right?
Stay off I-95. There's an accident.
What can I wear to hear God that way? But we've got the word of God, right? They didn't have that. Though sometimes you need more than a word of God. Word of God wouldn't have helped Joseph. He didn't know what was around these corners and bends. And God intervened in his life as God will intervene in your life as well. So again, the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph, verse 20, saying, "Arise. Take the young child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. For those that sought the young child's life are dead." Now, Joseph didn't have Twitter. He needed help. So he arose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee. Here you got two more dreams. Verse 19, Joseph receives a dream instructing him it's time to go home. Verse 22, God intervenes once again. Help keep Joseph and his family safe. Verse 23, so he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, so that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets. He will be called a Nazarene. There's no stopping the word of God from being fulfilled. That's why Jesus said, if these people should keep quiet, the stones would cry out. Why did he say that? Because the people declared, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." They were fulfilling Psalm 118, verse 26. There's no stopping the word of God from being fulfilled. That's it for chapter 2. Let's summarize this chapter here. 6 quick points. Number 1, the Magi knew what they knew because they were disciples of Daniel the prophet back in Babylon. Daniel saved their lives, for the king was killing all the Magi there. Point number 2 out of this chapter. Herod and all Jerusalem were troubled. I don't like when it says. It says all of Jerusalem. All of Jerusalem were troubled. Why were they troubled? Because men love darkness rather than light. You read about it in the Gospel of John, where the Lord said that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. That's why people were troubled. The Lord Jesus and the prophets were hated men and despised. because these righteous men demand holiness from you. And they demand you to turn away from sin. And people love darkness rather than light. That's why they killed the prophets and Jesus. And any so-called prophet that's not despised is no prophet at all. Every one of them were. Every one of them were despised, and every one of them were killed. Number three, the Jews knew the scripture verse, or better yet, they knew the prophecy very well, Micah 5:2, concerning Jesus. So question, wouldn't that cause you to seek out that person to see if he truly was the Messiah? I mean, it's not every day that someone comes out of Bethlehem whose goings forth are from eternity. Wouldn't that cause you to search and find out whether or not he is who he claimed to be? Answer, faith is a gift from God. Without it, you would respond just like these with a shrug of your shoulders. Faith is a gift. It's the same as Jesus when you read in John chapter 11, he come up to Lazarus' grave and he raised up Lazarus from the dead. And the Bible says most of the people, when they saw that, they went to the Pharisees and they ratted him out while others believed. Imagine that. You seeing Jesus with your own eyes, raising up a dead man, and then going to the Merritt Island branch of the ACLU and complain and ratting him out for offending you. He offended me. He rose up someone from the dead. Faith is a gift from God. Your faith is a gift. For it's by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Your faith is a gift. That's why they went to rat out Jesus. That's why these people didn't believe. But once again we see even the pagans believed and the Jews didn't. Magi believed. Same as the Roman centurion servant believed. Same as the woman asking for crumbs off of his table, believed. The pagans believed and the Jews didn't. Your faith is a gift from God. Thank God for it, for your faith. Number four, again, I just said it. Once again, we see pagan foreigners and Gentiles exhibiting great faith. And those that know the prophecy, expectant Jews exhibiting no faith. Point number five, we see the sovereignty of God who authoritatively protects his son. And number six, God reveals himself and his will to us by dreams from time to time. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your great protection and watching out over us as well, not just over your son. The simple fact that we're still alive today is because you watch out over us. The simple fact that no demon has taken us out is because you watch out over us. And you send your angels around us and deliver us from evil. We might not see it, but we believe it. And we thank you for it, Lord, for watching out over us. Thank you for your word. Thank you for revealing yourself each and every week as we study your word here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next